Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, March 28, 2018. Bearing lasting fruit and lots of it. Jesus said in John 15, I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. What did Jesus mean we would bear fruit that will last? Was he talking about a good education for your kids, a happy marriage, or a successful job? Although these things could produce a lasting effect, I don't think that's his intent here. God is always more interested in eternal results than temporal ones. Therefore, Jesus must be talking about spiritual fruit. So what is spiritual fruit? Can we see it? And what does it look like? How do we recognize the spiritual outworking of our Lord? Here are a few examples. The salvation of a soul, spiritual growth of any kind in you or others, the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit, responding to the conviction or a prompting of the Holy Spirit, sacrificially loving others. Simply put, anytime we act like Christ, or help others act like Christ, is evidence of spiritual fruit. As mentioned last time, the purpose of producing fruit is not for us, but for the benefit of others and the glory of God. So how can we increase our yield to bring God greater glory? Jesus tells us in John 15:5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Our role is to abide in Christ and let him be the producer. But what does abiding in him entail? The original word abide means to stay in a given place, state, or relation. To abide, continue, dwell, endure, be present, remain, stand. This is what I believe abiding in Christ means. Living with Jesus, not just visiting, and living in harmony, or at least striving to. Living with someone also implies a love relationship. You don't willingly choose to live with someone you don't love. John 14:23, Jesus says, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. When we accept Jesus as our Savior, he comes to live in us. What a profound thought that the God of the universe is dwelling inside each believer as a permanent resident. Abiding in Christ means living in his word. Since Jesus is the word, abiding in him means reading, studying, and meditating upon his word. It's letting his living word become part of you, cleansing, nourishing, enlightening, transforming, and reviving your very soul. His word is life itself. For in him we live and move and have our being. Acts 17:28. Abiding in Christ means living out in obedience. It's applying what you know. When God's truths become part of who you are, you will act according to his word. See Proverbs 23:7. Our Creator God is the one in charge, the boss and head of the home. If we want to live in harmony with him, we must submit to his wishes. There's that beautiful word again. But may I tell you, you'll want to obey because to know him is to love him. Do you have a desire to glorify the name of Jesus Christ with your life, to produce a huge crop for his kingdom? Then strive to continually abide in Christ, allowing him to transform your thinking and behavior. This takes time, effort, and discipline. But the resulting sweet intimacy and satisfaction will be well worth it. Until next time, my friends, since Jesus is living within you, if you are born again, that is, don't treat him as just passing through. Take time daily to actually live with him.